This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ramadan Mubarak, Dr. Nayak. I consider this my great Ramadan gift, the opportunity of seeing you in flesh and blood after 15 years of watching so many of your shows on YouTube. It's a real honor, sir, and I wish you a great stay in Muscat and a very successful and enjoyable stay and success in your mission here. Sir, I have a small clarification I need from you.
What's your good name, brother?
My name is Pradeep. I'm a marketing professional working in Oman, in Muscat. Yeah.
MashaAllah.
So my question is, I just want a clarification. This is something that's been percolating in my mind. I've heard you say that Islam is about submitting to His will.
Sorry, Islam is?
About submitting to God's will. Correct.
God's will, yes.
Yes. So in that context, this whole concept of offering dua, prayer, supplication to God, asking Him for something, whether it's blessings or good health or whatever, isn't that, strictly speaking, against the concept of submitting to His will? Because if you have submitted to His will, then He decides and you accept whatever and keep going. But once you're asking Him, that is not just in Islam, in any faith, even as a Hindu, when I feel that when I'm asking God for something, it is in a way, I'm not really completely submitted myself to Him. I just want your clarification on this matter.
Brother Pradeep has asked a very good question.
Thank you.
And Brother Pradeep is one of my proof that I said in my lecture that most of the non-Muslims hear my talk, they love me. I'd like to thank you, Brother Pradeep.
Thank you so much.
He's been watching me for 15 years and he's happy to see me live. And he asked a question that Islam means submitting your will. And a Muslim is a person who submits his will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his question is that when we ask dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so isn't it contradictory that we are going against His will? And the answer is no, brother. Submitting the will means Allah has given you certain guidelines. Few do's and don'ts. Everything else is optional. You know, people think, oh, Islam is very strict. Thousands of do's and thousands of don'ts. No, no. Only few do's and few don'ts. Fard is, you should believe in Tawheed. You should offer Salah. You should give Zakat. Fast in the month of Ramadan. You have to do Hajj. Among the major do's and don'ts, there is a book called Al-Kabair, written by Imam Al-Dhabi, the 70 major sins, which includes even the major faraiz. So these 70 are the major do's and don'ts. Then there are minor do's and don'ts. Major do's means the major faraiz, offering salah, giving zakat, doing hajj. And the major haram is not to take interest, you should not gamble, you should not have alcohol, you should not bribe. So these are the major do's and don'ts. And the remaining is optional. You can become a doctor, you can become an engineer, you can become a dai, you can become a lawyer, you can become an engineer. If I do the dua to Allah, make me a dai, am I going against Allah's will? No. Yes, if I say, oh Allah, make me a robber, then there's a problem. Because Allah says you should not rob. So if your dua is going against the guidelines of the Quran, then I agree with you. You are going against the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you cannot do a dua for doing something haram. You cannot do dua that I want to become an alcoholic. You cannot do a dua that I want to become a zani, I want to become adulteress. You can do dua, doctor, engineer, lawyer, all are mubah. So your dua, if it's against the don'ts, then it is wrong. If your dua are not to do with his fard, I want to do dua that I don't want to offer salah, it's not accepted. So do you understand, brother? So if you do certain dua, very few dua, it will go against the will of Allah. And I don't know of any Muslim who does such dua. Maybe few here or there, if they're not in the right state of mind. But the other things which are mubah, you say, okay, I want to be rich, no problem. You can do dua which may not be very good, but you can do anything which is mubah. For example, you want to get a job in a good company, you can do dua to Allah. So your dua is not going against the concept of submitting your will. It only goes if you do something which is against the commandment of Allah. Hope that answers the question, brother. Yes, brother, you can ask the next question.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That is very enlightening. Thank you.
Anything else, brother? You have any other question?
No, sir. There are a lot of questions, but not now.
No, for the non-Muslim, we have exception. The brother said one at a time, but for non-Muslim, they can ask a second question. No problem.
Sir, I'll keep it for you.
If you have any questions, you're most welcome.
No, that's urgent, sir. Maybe your show in Sultan Qaboos University, I'll come.
Sorry?
Maybe your next show, I'll come for your next speech at SQ.
If you want, you can ask, brother. Any doubt, if you have any clarification regarding Islam, anything you feel which is wrong in Islam, this is your opportunity.